Medical experts are accusing chiropractors of disregarding warnings about using a controversial technique on pregnant women. The Chiropractic Board of Australia and the College of Gynecologists have issued previous warnings against chiropractors using the so-called Webster technique because it lacks any scientific evidence to support it. It involves manually moving a breached baby around inside its mother's womb, and it's claimed that at least 100 chiropractors are still advertising that they offer the services. Sarah White with this story.
Pregnant women are always looking for what's best for their unborn child, but medical experts say some treatments are just not good for them. The latest warning from medical professionals is against a controversial adjustment being used by some chiropractors called the Webster technique. National President at Chiropractic Australia, Rod Bonello, explains what it is.
It's a technique where the fetus is moved within the abdomen of the pregnant woman. It's a technique which should be regarded as an experimental technique. There are many treatments in healthcare, across all health professions, where the evidence is either very thin or even non-existent, and yet practitioners still see value in the technique.
Is it dangerous for pregnant women?
I believe it's not dangerous at all.
But spinal surgeon John Cunningham from the Royal Melbourne Hospital disagrees.
There's not even a theoretical way that it could work to improve a baby from turning breech to head down. You've got as much chance of having the Webster technique turn your baby as you do by just clicking your fingers.
He also says it's dangerous.
There are case reports of injuries occurring to mothers and babies. And, of course, of concern to myself and many others is that pregnant mothers are choosing unqualified chiropractors to somehow monitor and improve their birthing experience when it's completely out of their scope of practice.
Associate Professor Ken Harvey is from the School of Public Health at the Monash University. He's also not a fan of the technique.
Well, I think the danger is that there's no good evidence that it can do what it says.
The adjustment is so controversial that last year the peak body of chiropractors, the Chiropractic Board and the College of Gynecologists, warned its members against using it because it lacked any scientific data. But that warning hasn't stopped dozens of chiropractors from advertising the technique on their websites. Chiropractic Australia President Rod Bonello. So when you hear that there's now 101 chiropractors who are advertising this technique, what's your response?
Well, some of those chiropractors haven't updated their websites in ages, and that's not appropriate. That should be tidied up. And others may still be offering the technique. And we believe that under certain circumstances, acceptable to offer the technique, but only on an individual basis. So if a practitioner finds a patient who may well benefit from this technique as a last resort.
Rod Bonello says he has no problem with chiropractors experimenting.
Well, a good practitioner would never use a treatment on an experimental basis when there is any danger involved or any serious danger involved.
Ken Harvey is not so lenient. He says chiropractors need to be called to account.
Well, I believe they're breaching the Chiropractic Board Code of Conduct. And action needs to be taken. And that's been another concern with many of us, that complaints are put in, not much seems to happen. Although more recently, APRA and the board have announced, hopefully, a stronger approach to advertising breaches. But it remains to be seen whether that will be effective.
John Cunningham says chiropractors need to be held to the same standards as doctors.
When you hear about doctors getting struck off, we should also be hearing that chiropractors are being struck off. If they are advertising Webster technique, then that is a clear sign that they are operating outside the evidence-based protocol that we all must abide by. It is bad medicine. It is bad chiropractic. It's shonky. It shouldn't be happening. There's ample evidence that chiropractors have complete disregard for advertising standards and for practice standards. Yet it is apparent that the board and APRA are quite content to sit on their hands.
In a statement, the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency, also known as APRA, said claims that the Webster technique can correct breech presentation are not supported by acceptable evidence and would be considered misleading by the board. The World Today tried to contact some chiropractors across Australia that advertised the Webster technique, but they did not respond.
Sarah White with that report.